Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, October 4th, 2012. Well, Lost and Found Theater is once again gearing up for a new theater season. To kick the season off, the theater is planning a Wild West shebang featuring a preview of the upcoming plays, music by local guitarist Kevin Ramisar, and a silent auction. On the line with us tonight is Lost and Found Theater's artistic director Kathleen Sheehy. But before we get to our interview, let's give a listen to Give It Away, the title track from Paul Brandt's CD, Give It Away.
Ready or not, take your best shot, 'cause here life comes. You use what you got, and you got it all when you got love. But we hide it and we store it up, and there never seems to be enough. Ain't no slowing it down now. And the rain of love that lasts. But I think I found a way to make love stay. You got to give it away.
And now to our interview with Kathleen Sheehy. Good evening, Kathleen.
Hello.
Now, let's give our listeners a little bit of background about who you are. I know I've interviewed a couple of people over the years from Lost and Found Theater, but I think this is the first time we've had a chance to talk. How did you get your start as an actor?
Oh, golly. Goes back to my time living in Philadelphia, which is where I'm originally from. I studied with the Arden Theater Company down there, and just got bit by the bug, and next thing I knew, I was moving to Canada.
Well, who have been your influences over the years as an actor? Who have been some of the people that you've either have mentored you along, or you've watched and you've thought, I'd like to, you know, sort of do what they're doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say primarily it's my closest colleagues, the folks that I worked with in our years at Theater and Company. Alan Sapp was a huge influence for me. He really gave me my first chance in a show at Theater and Company, and I enjoy being directed by him. I would say David Smuckler, who's an amazing vocal instructor at, I believe, at York University, but he's come in and done some master classes with us, and he's been a great influence. Dean Gilmore from Theater Smith Gilmore, he's really into physical theater, and I'm a very verbal kind of left brain person, so Dean sort of introduced me to the right side of my brain, and that was a huge breakthrough for me as an actor. So yeah, there have been some great, great people in my life.
Well, looking at that and looking at what you've done over the years, and you've done acting, you've done directing as well, if I recall correctly?
I've done some. Now, I'm not one of the primary directors in our company. I've just done some small, short pieces.
Is there a particular style of theater that you prefer, like comedy, drama, farce, you know, those type of things. Is there anything in there that kind of really you're attracted to?
I like the, frankly, I like the ones that are really hard to categorize, the ones where you walk away thinking, I really laughed a lot, but I'm also pondering all this stuff that the play suggested to me. So a lot of our patrons find that they have a difficult time saying, was it a comedy, was it a drama? Well, yes. I think that's the kind of stuff that attracts me. There's a lot of everything going on.
And is it the trying to get that as an actor, the subtlety of the layers in something like that, and being able to get that through and convey that to the audience?
Yeah, well, less is more is one of my mantras. You can do too much really easily, and you have to trust your audience and know that they've come along with you, that they're engaged in the process, and you don't have to give them more than they need to keep them coming along with you.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you end up with Lost and Found Theater?
Well, six of us started it back in 2004. It was shortly after some of us left Theater and Company, and after we left, we thought, well, you know, we still like working together. Let's just do the odd project now and then. And we started with a piece that the company created called Radio Leacock. And people came. So we thought, well, let's do another one. And it just kind of went from there. So for 8 years, we just kept doing another one.
So now, when you just become the artistic director, right?
That's right.
Now, what is your role as an artistic director within a theater company?
Well, we're a little unusual in that as artistic director, I pretty much serve at the pleasure of the company. So the rest of the ensemble voted me in. That's rather rare in the theater world. But we started out as a collective, and we wanted to make sure that everybody's voice would be heard at the table. So we wanted to keep that kind of a feel in the company, but we recognized that some of us have a little more time and energy to devote to company matters than others, and I was one of them. So I took on the role to be the public face of the company, and I take the lead in finding work for us to do, but everybody in the company contributes thoughts as to what plays we should put on our short list. So it's very much still a collective artistic process.
In terms of doing something like that, is that something that you you enjoy? You know, in terms of searching out some of the new pieces that you can do.
I really do. Yeah, and it's kind of been really fun the last year or so because things just are kind of coming to our attention. We're not really having to dig very hard, including some work by regional playwrights. Like we're doing a play at the end of this season by a local playwright, Donna Mossel, who's from Kitchener. And Alan Sapp, when he was on tour with the Empty Spaces production of The Last 15 Seconds, one of their stops was Vancouver. And while he was out there, he got a chance to connect with a playwright out there who has a play called Reunion that we're very seriously considering for next year. So it's really great the way stuff is just kind of coming our way. We're not having to beat the bushes, and we're finding some exciting emerging playwrights that are right here from our own country, which is excellent. That's part of a big part of our mandate is mm-hmm. to do Canadian work and, if at all possible, regional work.
Regional, great. Well, what I need to do is take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Lost and Found Theater's Artistic Director, Kathleen Sheehy. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Invite me into a warm house.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Mudsong from the Reckless CD by the Blackthorn Project. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Kathleen Chee from the Lost and Found Theater Company. Now, what can you tell us about this year's season?
I'd be glad to. We're starting off with Caribou Magi, which is just a delightful piece by a Vancouver playwright, Lucia Frangioni. She's written quite a few plays that are mostly done out in her hometown. I think this is the Ontario premiere of Caribou Magi, and that opens November 22nd. It's I call it a literary romp. It's just about this mismatched group of would-be performers who travel way up into the Caribou during the Gold Rush era to put on a Christmas Eve show for the town of Barkerville, and everybody is surprised when they get there by what's expected of them. I don't want to give too much away. But along the way, they're rehearsing bits and pieces from Hamlet, The Last of the Mohicans, A Christmas Carol. It just really gets crazy, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. And what's your second show?
The second show will be the one I mentioned earlier, Donna Mussel, a local Kitchener playwright. She wrote a play called On the Inside. We've actually done a couple of public readings of it, and it's been very well received. So we're going ahead with, we got a grant from the Waterloo Regional Arts Fund, shout out to those guys, to develop the piece. And it takes place right here in the governor's house in jail, right on Queen Street in Kitchener.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the play at the registry. We're doing both of our plays at the registry. But
and that's actually right behind the like if you were going from Frederick over to Queen, it's right in that area.
Yeah, it's right there. So that just lends another note of immediacy to this whole piece. So this play takes place in the late 1800s. I can't remember the exact date, 1890-something, I believe. I could be wrong on that. But it concerns the first hanging that took place in the Waterloo County Jail. It was a young boy, 17-year-old boy. And the play is doesn't set out to be completely historically accurate. It's inspired by this young man's story. So it pretty much focuses on what kind of an impact this had on the governor and his wife living right there, connected physically to the jail. And she actually undertakes to teach this young prisoner how to read, which apparently really happened. He learned how to read while in jail. Nobody knows exactly how.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been how. We don't know.
Don't know. Well, and now what sort of inspired? And now, have you got other things going on? I think you've got a couple of public readings taking place as well.
Yep. We've got some public readings happening all over the place. Do you want me to just talk about those real quick?
Yeah, talk about those. And explain for our listeners who may not know what a reading is, what exactly a script reading is for them.
Okay. Well, the way a public reading, stage reading, works is it's not fully staged, so the actors are not in costume, and they're reading from the scripts. And it's a lot of people think, it's going to go listen to a bunch of talking heads behind music stands. But I'll tell you, if I had a dollar for every person who walks out of one of those saying, "This was great, I saw the whole thing in my head,"
mm-hmm.
I could buy us all coffee for a long time. So it's actually a really engaging way to experience a piece of theater. So that's how that works.
And that's actually more challenging for the actor at times because you're relying a lot on your voice and your facial expressions than you are on your body itself in trying to convey what's on the printed page.
Yeah, and it does demand more of the audience. So you get this intense connection with the audience because everybody has to be so engaged, and it's really quite exciting for both the actor and the audience.
So what was happening with the ones you've got coming up?
We've got episodes from The Twilight Zone on Friday, October 26th. That's an old TV show that probably a lot of your listeners will remember from the late 50s and went on into the 60s with Rod Serling.
I remember it. I got scared by it.
Good one. So we thought that would be kind of a fun way to kick off the fall, and that will be at the Silver Spoon Cafe in downtown Kitchener. And then in February, and we just set the date the other day, and I can't remember, so I'll have to refer people to our website to look that up when I get that posted. We're going to be doing something a little unusual. We'll be reading a one-act play written by Gary Kirkham, who's a Cambridge playwright. He's been associated with Lost and Found since our beginning. We've done a couple of his plays. He wrote a play several years ago called Look, and then he collaborated with filmmaker Peter Conrad to write a screenplay version of it. So we're going to do a reading of the play and show the film at the Kitchener-Waterloo Art Gallery. This will be held in February. And the art gallery will also be putting on a tour of their current exhibits for patrons who come to hear the reading and see the film. And then we'll be talking about how the play translated into film, and I think it's going to be a really interesting discussion.
Yeah.
Experience.
Yeah, and because it is a really interesting process, because sometimes the play and the film can sometimes diverge.
And this one really did. I'd forgotten how different they really are. I mean, the essence of what's going on in both play, in both versions is still the same, but they're very different. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what people had to say after they see both of these.
Wow, okay. And the third one?
The third one is Thursday, April 18th, and we're going to be out at the Waterloo Region Museum out by Dune Heritage Crossroads. We're collaborating with those folks to put on a play called Street Sweet by Mansell Robinson. First time this play's been heard in Ontario. And it's about a Saskatchewan family that are trying to save their wheat farm, but a lot of things, a lot of roadblocks along the way. And this also has some music that was composed for the play that will be performed by Glenn Thulis. Like a lot of our listeners know Glenn. Mm-hmm. He's a local multi-instrumentalist that used to be part of the Beardo Brothers.
Right.
Amazing musician.
Well, looking at all these, looking at the two plays and the readings and that you're doing, what sort of led you to actually make those particular choices?
Well, we've been in discussions with Lucia, the playwright of Caribou Magi, off and on for a few years, considering various and sundry of her plays, and this one just seemed like the right time to do Caribou Magi, so we kind of got excited about that one. With Donna, we've been working on this play, on the inside, for a couple of years now. It takes a long time for a play to go through the process of being ready for a full production, so we thought that this was a good time to bring it to that stage, literally,
mm-hmm.
Of the process. With these other ones, it's once again, it was the kind of thing where we've been talking to Caroline Oliver at the Kitchener-Waterloo Art Gallery for quite a while about doing something. She didn't even care if what we did had an art connection. But then I got to thinking, well, you know, Gary wrote this play about an art critic and an artist. What a great place to do it. So we all got excited about that and decided to do that there. And then I was just looking through a box of old scripts, came across Street Wheat, loved it, got in touch with the playwright. We had done one of his plays years ago at Theater and Company, and he was thrilled to hear that we wanted to give it a reading. I think that the reason it sort of connected for me out at the museum is I was out there, I don't know if you've been there recently, but it's just beautiful standing in that lobby they have and looking out over Dune Heritage. You feel like you've gone back in time and you're out in the middle of nowhere, you know, in just a little farming village. And it just seemed like a resonance there for me visually, so we decided to do it out there.
Well, I know one of the things that Lost and Found Theater has done is often chosen plays that kind of take a look at the spiritual side of life. Is that something that's taking a look at in some of the plays that you've chosen this year as well?
Oh, for sure. What we're always looking for is some kind of a redemptive element in our plays. It doesn't mean that we wrap things up nice and tidy, but it does mean that that you can walk out of there saying, "I saw." If things weren't resolved, at least I see some hope.
Mm-hmm.
Hope I can walk out of there seeing that things could definitely turn around for that particular set of characters.
Now, how would you do that with the play about the execution? How does that fit into that theme?
One thing that goes on in that play is there's a connection that's made between the governor's wife and the female turnkey for the female prisoners. She's an Irish immigrant, and she has a very strong faith, and she's able to reach out to the governor's wife as they're waiting for the execution to take place to support her, and the governor's wife responds to that. She recognizes that this is something that she needs in her life as well. She needs some sort of a connection there with God, and so there's that going on. I think that's one thread that runs through. In Caribou Magi, it's absolutely hilarious, but, and I don't want to give too much away, but by the time they get to the end of the play, by the time they get to Barkerville, you see what is going on in all these characters' lives, that each one of them has been on a spiritual journey, and they've all started to turn a corner. If I say too much more, it'll be a spoiler. But trust me, it's really there. I just love this play.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. Now, are you taking part in any of the plays this year yourself?
I will be in On the Inside. I'll be that Irish immigrant.
Okay.
Fits in with my name.
Great. Well, what we need to do is take one final break, and when we do, we'll come back and finish our conversation with Lost and Found Theater's Kathleen Sheehy. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
When the night falls into the darkness, when the moon turns its back on the sky, I'll be there. On the east horizon, I'll be there. In the nick of time, I'm gonna rise, I'm gonna fight. Keep believing. I'm gonna prove that you can count on me. I'm running across this battle line, and I ain't leaving. I lay down my life, 'cause that's what you were.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Worth from the Give It Away CD by Paul Brandt. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Kathleen Sheehy, the Artistic Director of Lost and Found Theater. Well, one of the things that's happening and sort of prompted this interview is, in order to kick off your season this year, you're going to do this Lost and Found Theater shebang.
Yes.
So give our listeners an idea of where it is, when it is, what's happening, and how they can get involved.
Okay. It's a Wild West theme. We decided to go with the theme of our first play, Caribou Magi, which takes place during the Gold Rush era out west. And we're doing kind of a Wild West thing at the Button Factory on Friday, October 19th. The action starts around 7 o'clock. We'll have Kevin Ramisar there playing guitar and singing. Maybe we can get him to tickle the ivories. I don't know. He can play just about any musical instrument you can name, so maybe he'll surprise us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some games that people can play, like a virtual shoot 'em up and some other fun stuff like that. We'll also be doing a brief excerpt from Caribou Magi to give folks an idea of what the play is going to be about. And we'll have a silent auction. So it should be a lot of fun. It'll be a cash bar and good food. And it's only $30.
Yeah, and where can people find out information about getting tickets on that?
If you go to our website, lostandfoundtheater.ca, you'll see all the information there.
And I'm assuming that's also where they can go and find out all the details about the upcoming season as well.
All there.
It's all there. What's next? Anything happening other than the upcoming season? Are you starting to look at next year as well? Or?
Yeah, we are. We've got one play that we are still in the process of developing with another Kitchener-based playwright that we're hoping to do next season. And then, as I think I mentioned earlier, we are hoping to be able to do a play that Alan discovered while he was out in Vancouver. So that's what's sort of on the tentative, but hopefully going to be set in stone list for 13-14.
Great. Well, Kathleen, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection, and thank you to my guest, Kathleen Shee. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.